ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। ए लॉट ऑफ कंफ्यूजन प्रिवेल्स इन द वर्ल्ड अबाउट द स्पिरिचुअल वे ऑफ लाइफ अकॉर्डिंग टू माय थिंकिंग। ए लॉट ऑफ कंफ्यूजन, पीपल हैव नो करेक्ट आइडिया व्हाट इज मेंट बाय स्पिरिचुअल वे ऑफ लाइफ। आई हैव नो इंटरेस्ट, नेवर इंटरेस्ट इन क्रिटिसाइजिंग एनीबडी। I say what I know or what is my experience. The division between a spiritual life and worldly life is a false division. It is a wrong division. Quite a large number of people live in those who guide in the path, in the field of spiritual spirituality. They also divide life into two compartments. This is worldly life, this is spiritual life. This I have never done. And I say what I follow. I followed the life, total worldly life. Don't leave the world. Don't leave your jobs. Nothing here. Go on doing whatever you are doing. Only a change in the perspective inside, in the angle of vision towards life and things is required, nothing more than that. You will be spiritual while working in the world. You will find God more in the office, in the factory, in the field, working there, rather than finding God in temple, mosque and church. You may miss there, you will find there. It is something like this. This is my experience, personal experience. This is what is written in the Bhagavad Gita. This is what is said by the greatest saints in the whole world. But I know about most of the saints about this country. The greatest saints of this country have also said like this. When you live for your own satisfaction of the pleasure, the senses and your own self and your own ego, you are a worldly man. You will die in frustration. You may be a billionaire, you may be anything on earth, but it will be a bad end. Happiness will never be with you. And when you live for others and give to them what you have, you will realize God. Such a simple matter. A straightforward path. This is the path. From my side, one suggestion or recommendation is, please try to study the Bhagavad Gita as much as you can. You will find answer to every question which you have in that Gita. Not that I am a Hindu and Gita, no, nothing. Gita is not a religious book like that. It is not. Though Hindus have it like that, but it is not. There is not nothing like that religion, ceremony and all that. To my mind, it is the greatest sermon for the benefit of humanity at large. You will find reply to all the questions. Of course, you require somebody to explain many things. That's true. There are available very good commentaries in almost every language, in most of the languages. In any way, our basis of work here is Bhagavad Gita. And in that we find answer to everything. About this question also, how to lead life while working in the world. Here, this is my own experience, and now the greatest authority, Bhagavad Gita. About this question, I am telling you the reference. Chapter 12 and verse 12. Firstly, I read in the Sanskrit, then we will read the translation. Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat jnanadhyanam vishishyate ध्यानाद करम फल त्यागस त्यागा शांतिरनंतरम। दीज आर द वर्ड्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड अटर्ड in Sanskrit. Sermon given by the Guru, the Lord Guru, Krishna, to his disciple Arjuna in the battlefield. And that is the value of the real knowledge, knowledge which is useful in the battlefield. Your office is the battlefield, your factory is the battlefield, your university is the battlefield, the place where you work is the battlefield. The true spiritual knowledge is only that which is useful at that time, when you are fighting the battle of life in your own vocation, profession or work. Anybody can go anywhere in a cave or in a forest and sit there for 3 hours and do all that. I don't consider it very much high spirituality, though it is useful. I also see you do it. I teach it also. But it is a ladder, it is a on the lower rung. These things happen. They are there. Taught to the people so that they may be disciplined. Yes, now the translation. Knowledge is better than practice without discernment. Meditation on God is superior to knowledge, and renunciation of the fruit of actions is even superior to meditation, for peace immediately follows from renunciation. Some explanation is required. Before this verse, in this very chapter, the Lord started telling, the Guru started telling the disciple different methods for his benefit, for self-realization. You can read with me the translation from verse 8. There is a background to it. I read the translation. Therefore, the Guru is saying to the disciple, the Lord said, therefore, fix your mind on me and establish your intellect in me alone. Thereafter you will abide solely in me. There is no doubt about it. First method was given. You fix your mind on me, you will realize me, and hear me means God. Lord Krishna at that time was speaking as the Supreme Lord, though as a Guru. This thing he gave in verse 8. And then in 9th he said, if you cannot steadily fix the mind on me, Arjun, then seek to attain me through the yoga of practice. The Guru is always filled with compassion for the disciples. Do it. If you can't do it, do it. If you can't do it, do it. Or somehow get up. Go beyond your limitations. This love and compassion is always in the Guru. So the Guru gave him the method. Firstly, do it, surrender to me, fix your mind. If you think you can't, because the mind is wavering, oscillating, here, there, like that. Okay, listen, another thing. If you cannot steadily fix the mind on me, Arjun, then seek to attain me through the yoga of practice. There is another yoga of practice. What is this? I will not go into detail. It itself is a method. Then we read the 10th. If you are unequal even to the pursuit of such practice, all right, the Lord saw this man is weak in this matter also. If you are unequal even to the pursuit of such practice, be intent to work for me. You shall attain perfection in the shape of my realization, even by performing actions for my sake. Next method he gave. Okay, do it. Next, 11th. If taking recourse to the yoga of my realization, you are unable even to do this, you are a useless man almost. Almost, I said, not completely. Because completely useless man does not come to spirituality. So he said, if taking recourse to the yoga of my realization, you are unable even to do this, then subduing your mind and intellect, etc., relinquish the fruit of all actions. What does it mean? Don't give up action. Whatever work is given to you according to your destiny, do it. but don't aspire for the result. Work for earning money, and when the money comes, don't consider this money to be yours. Mine. Mine means of the society. Do it, and you will have God. This is the meaning. I read again, if taking recourse to the yoga of my realization, you are unable even to do this, then subduing your mind and intellect, etc., relinquish the fruit of all actions. Everybody's eyes are focused on the fruit. In fact, in the worldly sphere, mostly we are thinking about the result. So much investment I have made, how much I am going to have the return? Return, so much, return, return, return. This is the tendency. The Lord is saying, you have invested, gone working. If you have profit, then don't consider that profit to be exclusively yours. A question may arise, then why should I work? You are asking me to work from the morning till evening and then say, give this money to me. Why should I do it? Reply is, you want self-realization or not? The highest thing in the universe. This is nothing the price. It is a very cheap affair even then. You are giving these some rusty currency notes and thinking you get God. Be humble. Do whatever is being conveyed to you. This is the method. Anybody who can work for others as a matter of service, full of love, with the idea, God gave me money, God gave me strength, God gave me health, a situation, why should I not be useful to those who are around me, will realize in the end. This is the path. Then, after this 11th, the purpose of giving 12th is one thing more here, hidden. The Lord started giving certain paths, certain methods. The method of renunciation of the fruit of action is given in the end. Some person may think, oh, this is the last for the worst people. No! This is the best. In fact, to clear this confusion that this method is the last, this Lord has said. Now read again. Knowledge is better than practice. What knowledge? This knowledge is not that supreme wisdom attained after enlightenment. Here this knowledge is knowledge from the books. Knowledge from the sermons. There are two divisions of knowledge. One knowledge, the wisdom, the enlightenment is the end thing, realization. This knowledge is theoretical knowledge. So knowledge is better than practice. Without discernment, discernment I spoke so many times to you, all of you, then meditation on God is superior to knowledge. And renunciation of the fruit of actions is even superior to meditation. Even superior to meditation, what you do here, this serving others is superior to meditation. If you start leading your life in the service of others, in whatever capacity, whatever you have more, if you are physically fit, try to help others physically. If you have more money than your requirements, let it be used for those who are needy and deserving. If you have knowledge, let it be distributed without caring what you get in return. Then you will realize. So this renunciation, this giving up of the fruit of action is superior. And in the end the Lord is saying, for peace immediately follows from renunciation. As soon as you renounce, you have peace. And remember, peace, love, God are the same. Peace, love, God, happiness are the same. It is also given in Gita. At some places the Lord says, you will realize me. Some places the Lord says, you will have permanent peace. The same. Om.